I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I was reading some of the Facebook treasure groups the other day, and a link to a website caught my eye. Here's the headline I read. Go check your change right now. If you have one of these quarters, you'll be $300 richer. Wow, $300 for a quarter I might have in my pocket? Sounds great, doesn't it? But you want to hear something even better? The next lottery ticket you buy might make you $20 million richer. And I'd expect better odds with the lottery ticket than with that $300 quarter. Nonetheless, I read the article. I zeroed in on one line that said, half dollars with Benjamin Franklin's face printed from 1948 to 1963 are worth $125 each now. What? Why didn't I know that? I rushed to my red book and turned to the Franklin half dollar page. Wait a minute. Unless your Franklins are in uncirculated condition, none of them are worth more than $22, and only two of them are worth more than $18. What did that article say again? Half dollars with Benjamin Franklin's face printed from 1948 to 1963 are worth $125 each now. Well, it sounds like it meant all of them, didn't it? And that earlier line about finding these coins in your pocket change indicates we're talking about circulating coins, not uncirculated. And by the way, when's the last time you got any kind of a half-dollar coin in change, let alone a Ben Franklin? I don't think I've gotten a half-dollar in change since maybe the 1970s. So what's the point of lying about the value of coins you find in pocket change? I mean, maybe once a year you'll find a wheatback penny or a silver dime in your change, but these articles make it sound like you go to the grocery store and they give you a Franklin half dollar back when you give them your money, and one that's worth $125. Well, let's go back 50 years. When I was a kid, reading ads that ran in comic books and National Enquirer-type newspapers that said, reward, $9,985.50 for this coin. What coin? Well, it was the 1804 silver dollar, probably the rarest coin ever made in America. One of these sold at auction 16 years ago for over $4 million, and this ad makes it sound like you might find one in your pocket change. I quote, stop spending change worth hundreds of dollars. And the big question is, how did this company make any money? You know nobody ever sold them an 1804 silver dollar for $4 million under its value, so where's their gimmick? Okay, here's the gimmick. They wanted you to send them a dollar for their catalog of prices they pay for certain coins. Now, this was in the 1950s, when a dollar was worth about $10 in today's money. Their price list probably cost a nickel to print, another 3 cents to mail, and the rest was pure profit. I doubt they ever bought a single coin from these price lists, but they didn't have to. They made their money selling those catalogs. So what about the articles you see today that tell you your pocket change could be worth a fortune, that your Franklin half dollars are worth $125? How do they make money? Well, the whole purpose of these outrageous claims is to get you to visit their webpage. They run ads on those pages, and every time somebody clicks on their page, they make a little bit of money by billing their advertisers for customer hits. The more people they can entice to read their ridiculous stories, the more money they make. That's why they say things like, you won't believe what happened next. Good grief, what happened next? I have to know. So you click on the link to find out, and you put more money in the pockets of the website owners. Hey, here's a thought. Before I sign off, let me take a quick peek at the pocket change I have right now, just to make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, I've got, let's see, one, two, three zinc pennies, and one of them pretty ugly, all from the 1990s. Here's a nickel with that off-center Jefferson portrait where he looks kind of like a Neanderthal man. And one, two, three, four state quarters. Ah, darn, not a Ben Franklin silver half dollar to be found. So, no $125 for me this time. My luck. Thanks for listening. For more free articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.